see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchman for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gamble. I'm the host of this program, and welcome. Brought to you by the Watchman for Jesus Network. Thank you, Lord. Appreciate that. He works in mysterious ways. You'll notice my website is watchmanforjesus.com, and I have a Facebook, Watchman for Jesus. Welcome to join those as well. And let y'all know that we are played in different places, and one of the places we're played, besides TalkStream Live, and go visit there about every 30 minutes, if you would, and TalkStreamLive.com, and look for my mug picture. Click on it, and then click on that bar to the right of it, and then click off the media player when it comes up, and then come back to my website, or just listen to me there at TalkStream Live, whichever you prefer. Keep in mind that TalkStream Live shuts me off about 3 minutes till 6, which is normal. And sometimes I keep talking past that point, so my website will still play out my broadcast live from then on. But TalkStream Live and their media player shuts down about 3 minutes too, give or take. TalkStreamLive.com. Or my website, watchmanforjesus.com, which runs 24/7 archives until I cut in on it at 4 o'clock sharp. And then I start talking live from 4 to 6 and Bible study from 8 to 9. We're also played in I am also played HighPointRadio.net John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, runs our broadcast and Bible studies randomly in his programs, in his network, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And we appreciate that. And he has sponsors, and he's looking to extend up to 3, maybe 4 towers or more. And he's looking for sponsors. He's also when he plays our broadcasts, like I said, it's random. But you can check his website, his network, highpointradio.net, find out what sponsors he has, and use them if you require their services. And also, if you want to, if you own a business, or know somebody that does own a business, to give him a call, and he'll use you as a sponsor and advertise for you. Family, today I'm going to talk about, as I told some people, a really touchy subject today. A really touchy subject. Homosexual and the pervert spirit. We'll talk some about Halloween and some news. That ought to draw some fire, I suspect, but we'll see what happens. In any case, you got to know, there's not just homosexuality, but it's adultery, lying, cheating, stealing, murder, rape, fornication, you name it. These sins, you got to ask yourself, which one is it you don't want to get rid of? You know, so if you know, it sounds kind of crazy, don't it? Well, God tells us which sins are, and he helps you get through these to stop it by becoming born again. I'm going to talk about this today just a little bit, that just because you say you're Christian don't mean so. Just saying you're Christian don't mean you're automatically born again. And just because you're baptized, that doesn't seal it for you. It's in your heart that counts most, and even being baptized doesn't seal it in stone. What seals it in stone is your desire, your true desire to follow him. Baptism is simply nothing more than obedience, outward show. If your church is teaching that you have to be baptized to be saved, they are dead wrong and against Scripture. If they tell you that you cannot, you're not born again, if you don't speak in tongues, again, they are 100% dead wrong. It's not by works that you're saved, by your faith in Jesus, your true faith, not just claiming you're a Christian, just sitting in church, getting 100% attendance, doesn't get it. It's what's in your heart, your desire, your true repentance. That's, now you're on track. Baptism is simply an outward show. Tongues are not done today because they don't have interpreters. That cancels it out. Holy laughter, holy drunkenness. No. That's Kundalini spirit. That is demonic. Absolutely. Because most of churches today are controlled by the 501c3. You have witchcraft in these churches that people don't realize, like Kundalini spirit. Absolutely. No question about that. Family, get out of these places. Run. The church is where two or more are gathered in his name. And his true word is a King James Bible. And that's irrefutable. You won't find a preacher, pastor, pope, rabbi, or whatever can prove otherwise. They can claim whatever they want to claim. But they can't prove it for sure. They never can and never have. The only time that's going to be proven, and it won't be proven, it'll be just a switchover, is when you have the falling away of the church at disclosure. At the announcement of alien beings and all this other nonsense and ascended masters and masters of wisdom and trash like that is coming. And Christians, because they're not born again, will fall away. And the book of Enoch, the lion book of Enoch and the keys of Enoch and the book of Urantia will then rise to the surface, because that book of Enoch was never written by Enoch. Enoch couldn't possibly have written a book. You say, oh, now you're wrong. And I say, no. You'll find in Jude, it says the prophecy of Enoch was passed down. Enoch was taken up to heaven in the physical form and while he was alive three generations before the flood. He didn't have time to write a book, and Noah didn't put it in plastic wrap and take it with him on the ark. Orphean Enoch was a fallen angel in the first century that wrote the book of Enoch. A fallen angel by the name of Ophanim, Ophanim, Enoch. Master Ophan Enoch, a fallen angel, wrote the book of Enoch as a fraud. 80% of it is truth about the fallen angels, and 20% of it is just a bunch of junk. Enoch was taken up, and Enoch does not go back and forth. When he was taken up, that was it. Whether he comes back as one of the witnesses, one of the two witnesses, who knows? That's God's business, not ours. God knows. That's not our concern. He'll know when they come down, that's for sure, whether it's who the two witnesses are. Nobody knows. They claim they do, but they can't. They don't know. But I guarantee one thing, you'll know when he comes, when those two come down, and you're still here, you're in a whole heap of trouble, because that would be the first trumpet. We're not there yet. There'll be no mistake. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. And then today I'm going to talk about a whole bunch of things. News, but mainly the homosexual and perverse spirit. And a lot of the research I've acquired through different means and sources. And one main source is Irene Parks, the witch who switched. She was a witch, but became born again. John Todd was a warlock and a member of the Illuminati, became born again. It can happen. But they pay dearly for it, but their soul is saved. They'll always incur the wrath of man. But fear him, fear not the one that can kill the body, but fear him that could kill both body and soul. God is the one they're talking about. And fear does not necessarily mean trembling fear, per se, but a fear of love, respect, and fear, because he's the one who decides. He's the one that set up the punishment. What they tell you is about the love of God at the churches. That's good. That's great. It's all there in the Bible, too, the love of God. But what they're not telling you, by design, is how to be saved, to receive that full love of Jesus. He loves you all, wishes that none should perish, but have everlasting life. That's his part. But our part is to repent. Our part is to take him as our Savior and repent of our sins so we can receive that love in heaven. What the preachers and rabbis and priests today are doing is not teaching you the spiritual warfare, not teaching you, now the ones that are, great, but that's a small percent of how to stay away from the wiles of the devil and devices he uses. They're not teaching you, those in church, about the just part of God, about the punishment, that the vengeance that he's going to reap down upon those that reject him, as they were warned. The flood might be a good example. Sodom and Gomorrah might be another one. Walls of Jericho might be one there. Jerusalem might be a real big one there about 70 AD. God will not be mocked. He's established rules. They're not telling you about that. If you've got a church that is, great. King James Bible teacher, right. But those are getting far and few between. Church is falling away. It's being prepared. Hadn't happened yet. Boy, they're close, though. The marketing of evil. Let's dedicate the broadcast and let's get moving. Lord, we thank you today, Father, for the opportunity we have for this broadcast and the network you gave us. Father, we bring unto you our worship, our prayers, requests, Lord, in our faith, Father, we thank you for the opportunity we have. We thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for our sins. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit that touches us all with your wisdom and discernment and love. Father, we pray for those not saved, that, Lord, divine appointments, that you will set these up and lead those in that right path. That, Lord, that you'll set up divine appointments for those that are contemplating, thinking about this suicide that's increasing every day. For to lead our veterans, citizens, those and children that are under these psychotropic drugs, Lord, that you'll render null and void these effects. The technology that's in the chemicals in the food and the water that's causing this mass medication that's going on today. The ADHD drugs that's being shoved into them. Lord, many don't know about the effects of these drugs and vaccinations and all this. Lord, we need whistleblowers to come out, Father, to be protected in all walks of life. We pray for those that's falling away and following the way of the Wicca. Lord, that you'll touch their heart to bring them back, to have them to renounce the blood oath, Lord, of both Wicca, the Freemasons, these secret societies. Lord, that you bring the truth to them in different divine appointments that's set up, that, Father, you'll touch their heart each time so they can renounce these blood oaths, renounce their affiliations with these covens. Father, we pray for children that's going to be abducted and those in captivity now. Then be prepared for this ritualistic sacrifices that's going on between now and the 31st and, Father, in November and December. That, Lord, you'll find a way to allow many to escape or take the sacrifice away from them, from these Wicca, these covens, these Satanists, and all the like. That, Father, you'll strip down their protection. But, Father, in these lost souls, that you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts, that those that acknowledge that Holy Spirit will be able to witness the truth to those in the same coven, that many can be saved, Lord, if their protection is stripped down to show them, to open them up. Father, we pray for an awakening in this country, Lord, and this world. We pray for an awakening of the true gospel of Jesus. And to awaken these pulpits, synagogues, and these cathedrals to the truth about Jesus Christ, his true word in the King James, and Lord, to bring them to the truth. To our Father, we pray on that full armor of God, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the sandals of peace, the shield of everlasting faith, and the helmet of salvation. And to bring it all together, Lord, we thank you for the sword of the Spirit, the almighty word of God, that it cuts through deceptions and gains your victory in any battle we may face today. And Father, we thank you for these warring angels that you send around to protect us and guide us, but mainly for our protection, Lord, against those wiles of the devil. All these things we pray, and the healing of our family members, and those we prayed for in the past, Lord, that you give a miracle of healing to them. And Father, you know the names of those. We thank you for the healing you've already done. And Father, through these healings, to strengthen the faith, to strengthen their influence to others, that your truth can be spoken. That's why we pray after this manner. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, I'm not a pastor, preacher, rabbi, or priest. I am born again Christian. And I didn't get it easy either. I went the opposite way many times, went to church. But I can be the first to tell you, just going to church, don't get it. Talking about the love of God is good, but the love of God also includes them preaching in their mass, in their synagogues, wherever, it don't matter if they're doing it right. Includes about punishment and judgment of evil that has for centuries wreaked havoc on the innocent. You think God's going to let that go free? No, sir, he's not. You think that those that wreaked havoc upon the innocent, millions of lives lost in pre-planned wars, child sacrifice, is going to go unjudged? You got to be kidding me. There's no such thing as reincarnation. Closest thing to reincarnation is when you have leftover milk, it spoils. That's reincarnation. Spoiled milk or cottage cheese. There's no such thing as reincarnation. It's a fraud. It's an out. It's a lie from the pit of hell. Simple as that. I never was good at mincing words. Too much trouble. God will bring judgment in his time. Not one human being will escape judgment. Not one human being that receives rewards will not. Every human being that's ever lived will be either rewarded in heaven or punished in hell. Nobody will be skipped over. You ever been in school and you have to clean the erasers or take the trash out or something, and you acquired duties or something? They still do that? I don't know if they do it or not. Anyway, in my day, you had eraser duty. You'd clean out the erasers and you'd sweep the, I don't know, whatever. So your name would come up or something or another. I forgot how it worked, actually. So you're hoping that maybe you get through the year and you didn't have to do it, you know. And they'd miss you or something, you know. And they're looking around, and you kind of see the teacher looking around, you kind of scooch down in your seat and kind of put the book in front of your face. You know what I mean? All kind of, yeah. Well, I think people think that's how God is. That if I just squeak by, I can do what I want to do, you know. But maybe I just squeak by and he won't notice. I won't have to worry about it. Well, that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. We all are going to be judged or rewarded. All of us. It's going to happen. The idea is to be born again, written in the book of life. That's the whole idea. Is be born again and written in the book of life. Because you're not in the book of life, you're going to hell. I don't know how else to tell you. It's that simple. Hard to live because Satan's there, as I've talked about many times before, how he keeps us all distracted. Well, it works too. In the seven areas I've talked about many times before, sometimes I go down that rabbit trail, and some people send me an email, "Tom, you're going down a rabbit trail," which is okay, let me know. That's one of my bad parts. I always do that. I try to keep from it nowadays because there's so many rabbit trails in this conspiracy. And the conspiracy is real. It's not a it's not a fantasy. It's not a fantasy. It's real. It's true. Right now, if people that don't have access to my website, you can go to TalkStream Live. And you can access the broadcast until you can get access to it. Just let people know that. Now, those that's taking notes, get ready, because I'm going to throw a lot of stuff at you today and tomorrow. What I don't get done today, I'll do it tomorrow also, because a lot's going on. I'm going to try to keep it organized, but sometimes the stuff just comes to me, and I got to speak it out. But I do want to focus on what I said I was going to, on the homosexual. And family, just because I call it homosexual and the perverse spirit, it's not just homosexuality. It's adultery, murder, fornication, lying, cheating. All of it is the same thing. So if you got a Freemason that's taking a blood oath, for example, he's not a homosexual. He's got wife, children, grandmother, grandfather, whatever else. Typical family thing going on. And they look down on homosexuals. They better look in the mirror. If they commit adultery to jester meetings, or if they're lying and cheating because they're under a blood oath to do in someone that's not a Mason, God sees that. All the good deeds in the world will not overshadow what you did by being dishonest. The ends do not justify the mean. That's a lie. And they're lying to you. If you believe that, then you were never born again in the first place. And going to church, putting money in the plate, doing all these good deeds and having bake sales, it doesn't do a thing for you. That counts against you. Actually, they're not telling you about that, though, are they? They have all this pomp and ceremony and so forth to hide over the lies that they're giving you. If you're so into character and building character and all this and all that, how come you mess over other people? Can't have it both ways, you know. You can't just take care of Freemasons and then lie to other people. It don't work that way, guys. East of Stars, girls. It don't work that way. That's trying to work both sides against the middle. It don't work that way. You're either good to everybody or you're not. So it would think to me that if Freemasons were such a good group and character building and all that, you would always do the right thing. You wouldn't say the right contracts only for Masons, and because someone else rated it, you kind of played with the figures a little bit and gave a fraudulent contract to someone who shouldn't got it because he's a Mason. Or a judge who's a warlock shouldn't be on the bench. He should recuse himself. But they don't do that now, do they? No, they work together. So it seems to me there's a double standard here, and that's not of God. And all the good deeds in the world just sink you deeper to hell. Don't matter what you do. Until you renounce that blood oath and go back to your families with the truth. Tell them what you're doing. Because when you renounce the blood oath and ask for forgiveness, God forgives you that oath you took in His name to lie, cheat, and steal. He forgives you that blood oath because it's not of God. And then He puts you right. You no longer have that quandary of doing a bad thing, you're going against God. Doing a good thing, you're going against God. They got you in a bind. You know that? You see how that works? Well, I can cite you word for word what they talk about in the three degrees. But I'm not going there today. That takes up 10 minutes. I've done it before. If I can find it, you can find it. What they're doing today is teaching about the love of God, but they're not telling you how to stay out of hell. Whole reason that God came, that Jesus Christ came down, was to take that punishment that we're supposed to take, which is eternal separation from God. But through Him, He's our advocate for now. But family, when He comes back in the clouds after Armageddon, He becomes our judge. He's no longer an advocate. They teach only the love of God is done so when God exercises judgment or allows judgment to take place, because Satan is one that does a lot of this evil, disasters, etc. Diseases are created. Ebola is not the earth rebelling. Some scientists are saying, oh my gosh. And your Pat Robinson say, God is doing this to... No, he's not. God's allowing it. But Satan allowed it to be, caused it to be created in a laboratory. Ebola, HIV, all these viruses, cancer, was created in a laboratory. And blamed on God by these fraudulent false prophets like 700 Club and TBN and so forth. LaHayes, Pat Robinson's, James Dobson's, all these that are members of the Council of National Policy. Look it up and behold. So we curse God when in fact we've allowed ourselves to be deceived and blame all disasters, diseases on God. Now, you want to know when God's going to do it. That's called the first trumpet. That's the judgment from God. You want to blame God? There you go. We've got more false preachers in every religion, all religions, including Christianity, than you can even imagine. Using the wrong Bibles, teaching doctrine that's not in the Bible, that salvation is assured when you're baptized. That's not true. That when you speak tongues, you have the Holy Spirit. That's another lie. You see, false preachers are like turkeys. And they're turkeys pretending to be a goose. And you know, even the geese, they can say, hey, he's not one of us. He's just a turkey. A turkey can't be a goose, you see. Well, if a geese can tell what a turkey is, how come we can't tell what a false preacher is? A turkey is trying to be a goose in Thanksgiving, hoping he'll pass over him. You got my point? That's what's going on today. I found an article that, quite interesting article. I'm going to bring this up and then we'll talk about paganism and homosexual and perverse spirit and Halloween. But I want to talk about this article now while I've got it in my mind. Oh, I know people talking about the Ebola and all that. The Ebola is a fraud and a hoax. The vaccine gives you the Ebola. Now they got a Liberian doctor that says, well, for years now I've used a cure for HIV that now works for Ebola. So now you got all those HIV that's going to learn about this alleged cure for HIV that also cures Ebola. They're going to jump on it. And the vaccination is what causes the pandemic. We're close. But this article, quite interesting. It goes something like this. 100,000, that's a lot of people. That's like big city. 100,000 atheists become unbaptized. Family, they're using hair dryers. Is this sick or what? To unbaptize, they're using hair dryers. This is nuts. Now, if you're an atheist, you don't believe in the supernatural, right? You believe in science and reasoning and whatever else, humanism and so forth. So if you don't believe in the supernatural, why do you even want to become unbaptized when you don't believe in the first place? Don't they see this? You're an atheist, right? And you don't believe in the supernatural, so baptism doesn't... So what? You get baptized every day. You take a shower, right? Or something. So you don't believe in baptism. You don't believe in God. Then why go the effort of being unbaptized? Oh, wait a minute. Unbaptized. To revoke their baptism. Wait a minute now. If I revoke my citizenship, that means I used to be a citizen. If they revoke my license, that means I used to have one. So if I revoke my baptism, that means I was baptized. Oh. If I was baptized, that means I wasn't Hindu. It means I was, quote unquote, Christian, who got baptized. Now, because of whatever reason I've become atheist, I want to be unbaptized. Well, if you're an atheist, that means you don't respect it anyway. But that's not just it. Didn't somebody say along the way? I have heard it said, and I have read somewhere did I read, that to be born again, you must be baptized. But here, you've got those that were baptized that would become unbaptized. Now, if you've got the Holy Spirit in you and you're born again, Holy Spirit's not going to let you do that. So, here's the point. That means calling myself a Christian, getting dunked in the water, doesn't make me a born-again Christian. And being baptized did not seal it, or it did, or you wouldn't have 100,000 who became an atheist, now wants to undo what they did. So your baptism is proven, does not ensure your salvation. But it's more than that. It means they weren't born again in the first place. That means their preacher failed in his job. They were led to believe that they were Christian. They were led to believe that you just say the words, accepting Jesus and repenting of sins, you said them, but your heart was not in it. How many Christians are being fooled today, sitting in church, thinking they're Christian, and they're not? That's tragic. That's the worst there ever was. At least those that are pagan, at least those that are not Christian at all, they know they're not. But what about the tragedy of those that think they are and are not? And whose fault is that? That's a doggone preacher, rabbi, and the priest. And now you can tell why there'll be such a harsh punishment for them, even more so than the murderers, because they have killed the body and the soul of millions. And God will punish them so bad they can't even imagine in their worst nightmare what God's going to do to them in that judgment for destruction of millions of souls because of their false theology. Give me scripture. Okay. Matthew 7:21-23. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name have done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. At the great white throne judgment, all those who rejected Jesus will be there. Those that did not reject Jesus and took him as their Savior will not be there. Two books will be open, one for judgment, one for the book of life. And the ones at the great white throne that did not repent or even thought they were born again, but they were not, will see their name is not written in the book of life. It's not there. But their name is in the other book for eternal punishment. You've got a loving God, but a loving God will also have punishment for the evil. Otherwise, he'd be apathetic toward the pleas of the innocent. You better put your preacher to task and do it now. And the rabbi better be educated. And the priest get off his high horse and get off of the Douay Rheims Bible and the NIV and the New King James and the NASB and the Jerusalem Bible and the Message. And there's 327 plus that are full of baloney. The King James is the only one. And get that church right. It's not for you. You got one man that's holding you back. He's held back by the 501c3 and the government and everything else. That's what you got to do. You as a congregation are responsible for the salvation. Because you seek the truth and you make that preacher, you make that rabbi, you make that priest walk and talk the right way. You're the ones that do it. You show him the verses missing in the NIV Bible. Show him those missing verses and missing words and demand. I didn't say ask. No. I said demand. He give you an answer for that. And you tell them to get off of the 501c3 controlled by the government. In Houston, Texas, and other places, Austin, Houston, they're trying to make the preachers turn in their sermons. The control is starting to begin. Take control, darn it. A congregation is 50, 100, 200, 10,000. When Victoria Osteen said, do good for yourselves, God will be happy. What? Three quarters should walked out right then and their church fail within the next 2 weeks. That didn't happen. Why? It's your souls in the balance when you allow wrong theology on a pulpit coming from a puppet on the pulpit. I'm not a comedian, just my way. I don't find none of this funny. It's tragic that we just sit on our hands and don't do something about it. It's tragic. H.P. Blavatsky, The Secret Doctrine, one evil woman, just like Ayn Rand, Hillary Clinton, all the rest of them, Eastern Stars. Many of the Eastern Stars are deceived. Others they know. H.P. Blavatsky said, and I quote, Satan and his rebellious host will this prove to have become the direct saviors and creators of divine man? Thus Satan, once he ceases to be viewed in the superstitious spirit of the church, grows into the grandiose image. It is Satan who is the God of our planet and the only God. Unquote. Helena Blavatsky. You know, she's worshipped by, or we could say worshipped by Adolf Hitler, Jordan Maxwell, David Icke. She's the first phase of the New Age movement, 1870s to 1890s. Then they killed her after they're done with her. Then Alice Bailey came in 1919, 1947, second phase of the New Age movement. Then they killed her that same year she finished. Teilhard de Chardin, a Jesuit priest, is the father of the New Age movement. They're now setting up the work they did to reconstruct the Catholic Church now. You know that thousands of years ago, the openly manifested to primitive humans, the fallen angels, claiming to be gods, fearing exposure, they now rarely manifest. It's when they do, they operate as ghosts and saucer-shaped objects and whatever. Well, they came to Helena Blavatsky. They came to Ellen G. White, the other leaders of movements and religions. Saint Germain. They came to Swedenborg, man who claimed to talk with angels. They're human slaves, the Illuminati. That's all they are, your royal families. They're not such big shots. They're nothing but mere slaves to the fallen angels. They're working for them in exchange for power and knowledge. The physical flying saucers are being manufactured on Earth by the secret government. But these fallen angels also take shape as these UFOs, because they can do that. As they go from second heaven to the first heaven, through human sacrifice and disasters, open up these portals. They can change their DNA to any creature they want to for the time being. For some of you all, that might be our first listeners, it might be a little much to take. but I've talked about this many times for over the past 5 years, and it's true. Thousands of contacts with these entities, indirectly, that they are liars, and they put on artists. The UFO manifestations, they seem to be, by and large, merely minor variations of the old age demons of logical phenomena. You'll find that in Kiel, John Kiel, Operations Trojan Horse, Illuminati Press, page 266, 1996. Dave Hunt, Gary Banks, and, well, several others talk about, quote, strangely, of all the researchers that came to the conclusion that their UFOs are of spiritual, demonic sources and mere ancient encounters with angels, not even a single movie, TV show, or video game has been all of them have been based on their research. J. Allen Hynek, Jack Isvalet, Lynn Marzulli, Dave Hunt, Gary Bates, Chuck Missler. They all agree. You know Manly P. Hall? Ceremonial magic, it's a sorcery. He said, and I quote, "The majority of modern medieval apparitions are but elemental creatures, his word for demons, masquerading through the bodies composed of thought substance supplied by the persons desiring to be hold these wraths of decarnate beings." William G. Carr, we're not dealing with a human conspiracy. We're dealing with a non-human force which relies on the Illuminati for physical assignments. That's what's really going on today, family. Stephen Dollins said, I quote, "As Satanists, we were told that the Illuminati were very powerful satanic spiritual beings, which is not extremely false because the Illuminati are possessed by the beings," unquote. You know, the people at the place in the White House, all of them that are involved in this, the secret societies, are only actors. They put on a forward for display and no positions of power in reality. That includes the president. We've been lied to, man, all along. Albert Pike, they don't tell this to the Blue Lodge, but Albert Pike said, and I quote, "If Lucifer were not God, would Adonai, the God of the Christians, whose deeds prove his cruelty, pervade, and hatred of man, barbarism, and repulsion for science, would Adonai and his priests cumulate in him? Yes, Lucifer is God. And unfortunately, Adonai is also God." Man, these people. Albert Pike said, I quote, "The true name of Satan, the Kabbalists say, is that of Yahweh. Reversed for Satan is not a black god. Lucifer, the light bearer, strange and mysterious name to give to the spirit of darkness. Lucifer, son of the morning, is it he who bears the light? Doubt it not. Satan is Lucifer." Family, I have many quotes that I've acquired that all pretty much say the same thing. People better wake up, and wake up fast. We're going to go to that perverse spirit and talk about it. When you do any kind of military operation, you got what's called a five-paragraph order and troop leading steps. You got to know your enemy. At battalion level, you go through an intelligence estimate by the S2, operations by the S3. S2 had better do his homework, because you don't walk into battle with slingshots and they got automatic weapons. That doesn't work too well. Bad move. So you got to know what you're walking into, and make sure your weapons and manpower is more than the enemy. If all you have are conventional weapons and you don't find out that they got nuclear, you got a big problem. So if they got nuclear and you got nuclear, you might have a standoff. But if they got nuclear and you got really good conventional weapons over them, nuclear kind of takes rock, paper, whatever that is, plastic or something, I don't know, whatever it is, rock, paper, scissors or something. Well, man, they got an iron bar, because if they start to lose conventionally, and they said, the heck with this, they're going to drop a bomb on one of your cities, it's over. Just boop, just like that. Next, it's done. That's almost cheating, isn't it? Well, you better know, veterans, what you're really dealing with, because you have those like Wesley Clark, General Boykin, and others that are members of the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Rhodes Scholars, that work against you, pretending to be for you, and they are liars because of the oath that they took for the secret societies overrides anything of patriotism or friendship or camaraderie and all that stuff. They use that to keep you fooled. Because they've taken a blood oath to God to lie. At the highest level, I just told you, Albert Pike says it is Lucifer they worship. And they are good actors. But you better look at it. Because a lot of them are involved in the Council of Foreign Relations that are Joint Chief of Staff that goes back generations to 1921. This is the reality, what's going on today. Now, I hope I got your attention. I think I got some people's attention. I do believe. And this whole idea. And my first thing to tell you is, I don't want you to believe a word I say. I want you to challenge everything I say. And that way we both win. Because if I have spoken out of turn, and you say, well, Tom, what you said was not true. And I'll say, well, what was it exactly? Exactly what? And you tell me, and I research it, find out, oh, you're right. It's still a win-win, because I've learned something. I don't know it all. If I make a mistake, I'll be the first one to admit it in a heartbeat. But I will tell you, I do extreme research. Extreme. That doesn't make me special whatsoever. It just means it's what I do. Whatever I do, anybody can do. I'm nobody special by no stretch of anybody's imagination. I just choose to do that. It's a matter of choice. Okay. I want to talk about, and I may have to go into part two tomorrow, depending how far we get, about this perverse spirit. I want to make sure I cover that. I wanted to tell you a few more things. Oh, yeah. Oh. Bear with me here just a second. The 100,000 atheists becoming unbaptized, that's significant. I got off a little rabbit trail. That's what I do sometimes. 100,000 atheists. So that means that there were Christians who were baptized, became atheists. That proves that baptism does not guarantee you salvation. What does is your desire, your heart, the truth inside you. Baptism is an outward show. You better make sure. Now, I'm going to talk about that this week in my Bible studies, about how to know you're saved. Family, this is important. Have you noticed that Americans have become tolerate, embrace, even champion things that would have horrified their parents' generations? From easy divorce to unrestricted abortion on demand to extreme body piercings and teaching homosexuality to grade schoolers, having the males to wear dresses just to appreciation day or something, transgender bathrooms, and only here and there do you find people responding to it. Does this mean today's Americans are inherently more morally confused and depraved than previous generations? Yes, it does. Because there's been an effort at each decade, and that's why they've identified each generation of families since the baby boomers, Generation X, Generation Y, Generation Z, etc., because they've taught each decade to pull that generation away from the truth. It started with the baby boomers. In 1945, Tavistock set up plans, devices, training, movements, groups to pull them away from a traditional family, from sovereignty, by a design and objectives that's working exactly like they planned. That's significant. That's why they've identified each generation as a certain designation and tested. Tell me, this is not a conspiracy theory. Tavistock is the culprit. Tavistock. I've talked about them before. I'm not going to talk about them now. That will take me another 20 minutes. That'd be a rabbit trail. My regular listeners, aren't you proud of me now? I didn't get off on a rabbit trail. It would take us 30 minutes to get off of it. Tavistock, look it up. Under the Royal Institute of National Affairs in England. That's sister to the Council of Foreign Relations. You know the Council of Foreign Relations, right? I've talked about this past week. You know the Council of Foreign Relations, right? The ones that's responsible for the graves in Arlington of World War II and Korean War. The ones that's killed your young boys, fathers and sons. The Council of Foreign Relations is still operating today. The murderers linked up to the Jesuits. Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, those murderers starting the wars way ahead of time with the outcome already planned and designated. That's the reality of our wars. Major General Smedley D. Butler wrote in 1932, "War is a racket." Go read it. When I was in the Marine Corps, they didn't tell me about that. They taught me I was going to fight for my country. And I wanted to, too. I wanted the opportunity to kill. I wanted those medals or a nice grave in Arlington. That was my idea. I was brainwashed, and I brainwashed people because I was in Paris Island as a commander. Alpha Company, 1st Battalion, Paris Island. And I made sure the Marines that went through, excuse me, the recruits that went through my company would be trained to the utmost. And when I became a lieutenant as a commander and a captain as a commander, I made sure my troops were trained, ready to kill at a moment's notice, no matter who it is. My country tells me to go kill them, they're going to be dead, or we'll die trying. That was my attitude when I was in the Marine Corps. I didn't know it was all set up before 1870s. I didn't know about the Illuminati. I didn't know about the Jesuits. I didn't know about the secret societies that ran our Marine Corps and the perverse spirit of the Council of Foreign Relations. I didn't know all that. I do now. Well, as I promised the folks, I'd talk about this perverse spirit. Family, this is the reality. And we're going to talk about that and witchcraft. Because witchcraft is not just a bunch of kids in a cemetery. It's not just some derelicts and some old house and practicing killing cats and mice and whatever else and all this. And we're talking governors. We're talking presidents. We're talking legislators, CEOs, kings and queens of this world is what we're talking about. All the other you read about is just a distraction, and those are just following up on satanic worship. Family, this is done at Bohemian Grove, where you had Reagan and Nixon attending. They murder. They kill up there. They have sexual perverse behavior because it opens up portals for them to be possessed. Called the Royal Secret. Is it not true, Shriners? Because it is. True. They have projects in the Pentagon that harness the perverse spirit for the super soldiers, remote viewing, automatic riding, in your Pentagon, and the Russians do it too. Goes back to Tesla. It goes back to the 1920s. Harnessing of witchcraft and black magic, which is real, is harnessing the demonic realm as a weapon. Now, that's what I'm talking about. And enhancing it with mind control. Synthesizing demonic activity using energy weapons. Now we're getting somewhere. Now we're opening up that bag of worms. That's why they're bringing in Wicca out in the open, like they did homosexuality in the military. What are the ways of mind control techniques used today? Education. I've talked about that many times. All your education facilities are controlled by the humanists and Freemasons at the highest level. Look up Charlotte Isserby's Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. That's just touching the surface. Advertising and propaganda on the TV, news, comic books, advertisement, movies, everything. Predictive programming in all the same areas, science fiction, entertainment, commercials, TV, sports, politics, religion, sports, mixed martial arts. You'll find in the Iron Mount Report called Blood Sports. You'll also read about them when you read about ancient Roman history. There's no difference. Politics, religion are used to control and divide and conquer. That is the purpose of it. Your politics, Democrat, Republican, that is ridiculous. They've got us divided, and you vote because you belong to a party and because your great-great-granddad belonged to a party. So what? Well, they've got it, and you all fall for it. People out there fall for it. Religion. Just name the sect that you're part of. They got different beliefs than every one of them. All of religion is corrupted, including Christianity. Jesus is not about Christianity. Jesus is about redemption and salvation. And across the Calvary, Christianity is divided up into 37,000 sects, S-E-C-T-S. And they got different beliefs to keep you divided and away from the truth. And they got Bibles that are corrupted by design. Westcott and Hort. Jerome, Augustine, Origen, they weren't church fathers. They were frauds. Church fathers with Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Jude, and a few of the others. They were the real church fathers. Other ways they condition us is the food, water, and air. Do I have to tell you about that? The chemtrails, the fluorine in the water? No. Oh, yeah. By the way, remember I told you all about fluorine in the water in 1900 A.D.? Then the 1940s, 1950s, what'd they do? They brought us aluminum pots and pans, didn't they? I got it documented. I have it documented that they did this on purpose. That they come up with fluorine in the year 1900 in the water for your teeth. That's a lie. But everybody believed it for generations. And then in the 1940s, 50s, when was it? I don't know exactly, 30, 40, 50. They came out with aluminum pots and pans. They knew exactly what they were doing. The fluorine added to the aluminum produced for children back in the baby boomer days, the 1950s, including Pablum, baby food. But the aluminum pots and pans, the aluminum, AL, whatever it is, and fluorine together, mixed together, that would be coffee pots and food, you understand, water, caused chronic fluorosis by design. And then in 1952-54, CDC confirms that in between 30 and 90 million Americans and baby boomers, that be us, with the polio vaccine, they put a laboratory-made cancer cells in the polio vaccine. What a hoot that was, huh? And fluorine in the Pablum baby food. Family's about depopulation. But now they're admitting it. I found an article just, when was it? A couple days ago, man. Oh, they're coming out and telling you now. I'm going to read you this article. I'm going to read the article, but I'm just going to tell you what the title pretty much tells you. These rascals. Fluorinated water calcifies your arteries. Well, thanks for telling us. After about 100 years. Thank you. You just figured that out now, huh? October the 22nd. Oh, I'm sorry. It was today. October 22nd. I'll throw these articles in here. Now they're telling you, by the way, the fluorine you put in your water, it calcifies your arteries. And we also, the cigarettes has got aluminum in it, and it kills you, gives you cancer, and your family members are died because of what we did to that. And the Pablum baby food, that's why you got the boils on your butt. That's why you have these diseases, because we did it. You think they're going to get away with that? You think a God, a loving God, is just loving God? You think he's not a just God too? You think they're going to get away with this? Oh, no. 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 Because when they die, there's no soul sleep. When they die, if they have not repented, and God tells you, shows you about 2-3 days before you're getting ready to die of where you're heading. That's why you have these signs in hospice and other places that say, well, he's got 3 days to live. Why? Well, the feet is this and the fingers are that, and see the color there? That means he only got 3-4 days. That's because your soul, your spirit tied to that silver cord is moving away from the body, and the body is now not having that life force in it like it used to. It starts showing up in the body. That means you're starting to see the supernatural. Now you got it? Anton LaVey was screaming on his way to hell. Others, like Stephen, saw the Son of God. He saw the Son of God in the air when he was getting ready to go. He shows you what you're going to do. He shows you where you're going to go. That's why they're afraid of deathbed confessions from their own people. That's why they put FDR at Yalta, so he would not be able to repent, would not be able to recant what he did. That's why Anton LaVey was screaming on his way to hell, because he saw with his own words in his deathbed, something is wrong. Something is wrong. This is not right. And he was on his way to hell. There's no soul sleep. Don't let these lying preachers tell you otherwise. And they are liars. Or they're deceived. And that's no excuse. Because they're trusted. But now they're telling us, oh, fluoridated water calcifies your arteries. Gee, thank you for telling us now. 90% of digested fluoride is taken up by intestines and distributed throughout the body. They just now figuring that out? What about that? Tell your local water authority to do its homework and end water fluoridation. Great. After over 100 years of 114 years. Thanks for telling us now. But see, they knew all along anyway. Do you know that scientists say that humans are an infection? And Ebola is Earth's immune response to consume all the human meat? Do these people think we're stupid or what? Humans are an infection? Now that sounds very, very familiar. Didn't Prince Philip say something like that? If he could come back as a virus, he'd come back and destroy mankind. Other ways they control us is by drugs. Do I have to tell you about that one? That lie about ADHD that they're telling your children and your parents that your child's got ADHD. You don't know ADHD. That's a lie to get those psychotropic drugs in their system. Your military testing is another baloney. Electromagnetic spectrum. Using electromagnetic waves and these towers they've got out there. Now they're telling you about these waves, electromagnetic field, mind control from these towers, television, computer, flicker rate. How they control you through that. Induces an ADHD state. Did you know that? Did you know that computers' flicker rate is less, but through video games, social networks, and basic structure, overloads the brain with information. The rapid pace of modern communication induces an ADHD state. Now you know why your children are the way they are. And they say, oh, Miss Jones, I'm sorry to tell you, but your son, daughter, has ADHD. But we can solve that for you by shoving down their throat these psychotropic drugs. And then the CIA can use them to kill people because they'll control them. You don't mind, do you? Is that okay with you? Boy, that ticks me off. Bunch of liars, man. Cowards, everyone. Your Call of Duty stations and your all these things, that's what it causes. It does cause possession, it does. The music, nanobot technology, fiber optics. Well, I've got the details. I'm not making this up. I do extreme research, as anybody can do. I'm on a major assault this week against the Wicca, against the Satanists and all the like. I preach against Sanand Emanuel, the false prophet, when he shows. You heard exactly what I said. Count me as an enemy. Do it now. I don't really care, because I trust Jesus Christ. So those that bring on Sananda, some of us, you can count us as enemies. Because we'll preach against him. That's got your attention, doesn't it? But the way they get us on the roll is by this homosexual and perverse spirit. And attached to that, adulterers, liars and cheaters. I'm a born again. Means I wasn't before. Went to church. That don't matter. I still sinned. Bad. I did things that were not good. I know what it feels to tell a lie, to be an adulterer, to be a liar and a cheater. I've been there. I regret every minute of it. But God forgave me of that. Sometimes Satan tries to remind me. I rebuke him. I'm not going back there ever again. So I'm not going, I want you to think that I'm some kind of goody two-shoes, because I'm not. Haven't been. I will tell the truth. But I'm going to focus on this homosexual thing. But again, it's not just, I could replace the word with adulterer. It all is encompassing. The fornicator. I've been all those. Not been homosexual. But Satan knows my weaknesses. So I want to get that out and make sure you understand that. So let's talk about the homosexual, which represents all the others. Homosexual, he's been duped, deceived, lied to also. And he or she are convinced that their sex is not real, that this is genetic, they can't help it, etc., etc. Here's where the transgender comes from. You know where they're headed with this? The Ankh? That cross with the little oval on top of it kind of thing, emblem, symbol. That means androgynous being is what that is. It's a formula of man to become woman, woman to become man in one body, literally. They've already transferred wombs from woman to woman. They've already had a male that was transgender turned male to have a baby. Oh, they're close, very close to the androgynous being. That's what all is about. The spirit, it's about demonic possession. When the body is corrupted, the satanic spirits can enter the body and possess it. That's the whole bottom line. Is those demons of the Old Testament before the flood seeking out bodies that they can inhabit once again, as in the days of Noah. It's through witchcraft, alchemy, forbidden knowledge, and so forth, is how they're doing it. Keeping us busy with everything I've talked about up to now. This spirit is an agent to the spirit of divination, which is controlled by familiar spirits, also called fallen angels or spirit guides. You've got New Agers and the spirit guides out there, so you get your spirit guide and take a lesson in how to Course in Miracles and how to talk to angels and all this nonsense. I Am University, Melchizedek University. It's all baloney. Setting you up for the New Age movement after the Royal Roman Catholic Church re-spiritualizes. I talked about that yesterday. They already started doing it now. Return back to the pagan roots of Christianity, a religion. Now they're going back to it. I've warned this for the past 3 years. A re-spiritualization of the Roman Catholic Church. Remember Tony Palmer? The priest or whatever that was trying to bring all the religions back together. The Episcopalian, Episcopal with the Catholic. Come on back, y'all. We want you back. Well, remember he died on a motorcycle accident. He was a sacrifice. The sacrifice to bring together this unity of religions. They killed him for that purpose. His sacrifice was to accelerate this process now. And it's working too. Idaho City threatens Christian pastors with jail if they don't perform same-sex weddings. Houston demands to see pastor's sermons, a chilling attempt to silence free speech. Right there it is in front of you, family. It's already happening. It's up close and personal. The intents of the forces of darkness are the same as the father of lies. You see, Satan himself are sent out to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10, verse 10. Homosexuality is not a disease. It's not an illness. It's not a learned behavior, nor a passed on genetic trait. Nor is it an alternative lifestyle. A lesbian, homosexual, I just don't like the F word, or I don't like the N word. I just don't say them. I hate saying these words. You can call me what you want. I'm a former Marine. I've said words a whole lot worse than that, but I hate that word, F-A-G. I hate that word. And I hate the word N-E-G, you know, the word for black folks. I hate it. I can't say those words. They just disgust me. Then you got the butch or whatever kind of pervert is not born this way. They give them names. They give them names. White folk, you're a cracker. See what to do. They give you names. Cracker. Gook. Wetback. To dehumanize the individual to make it easier to disrespect them. That's how it works. Military were taught that, to dehumanize the enemy so you can kill him. You call him a name. That way you can kill him. Not worry about it. Not be convicted of it. Because they're nothing. They're an object to kill. So you give them a name. Raghead. Something to dehumanize them. Don't tell me what the name is. I don't want to know it. Because I'll be convicted in my heart. I don't want that to happen. I want to kill with good conscience. You see, that's how it's done. Each type of conduct is caused by a perverse spirit, though. It is supernatural. They're lured to this cunning and clever, crafty deception by Satan. Satan works through Edward Bernays, through Sigmund Freud, Gestalt. He works through human beings, as I said before, a little while ago, to carry through his agenda. through the Wicca, through the Knights of Malta, aha, Knights of Columbus, the Council of Foreign Relations, Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the Club of Rome. This is how he works. Committee of the 33, Council of the, Committee of the 300, Council of the 33, Council of the 13. Objectives, Iron Mountain Report, Brentwood. All these things are part of Satan's agenda, carried out by man, supernaturally. Now, whether you believe in Satan or not, or whether you want to say, well, there's no such thing as Satan and all this, that don't matter, because they do. They worship. They murder children. You know, there's out of 750, give or take, 1,000 per year missing children, around 250,000, give or take, plus or minus, are accounted for. Wait a minute. Go back. Where's the other 500,000 or so? They're not accounted for. Oh, yeah. Sacrifices and other things that I don't even want to go into. 500,000 a year are used by these people in America alone. This Satan introduced a person into a trap, whether through curiosity or with the help of another individual. Already caught in the trap is an older person being used as Satan's agent or handler. So once you participate and go along with its deception, what you do is you learn that you can do nothing to satisfy this insatiable, uncontrolling desires, the deep-seated longings that compel us to go even to extremes. Always extremes. Never satisfied. You ever notice that? When other people go to extremes, we live their life as they are. What are you doing for yourself? What about your soul? You know, we eventually learn that there's nothing, absolutely nothing, that will satisfy these desires. That's why so many homosexuals, lesbians, others of this type of every description commit suicide. Many times through alcohol, drugs, or just waste away through pining and lose their lives or trying to satisfy these desires as sadism and masochism. I have trouble with some of these words. Maybe I got a tooth missing or something. I don't know. They never satisfy them. Therefore, they commit suicide. It's the demonic spirit inside that causes them to commit suicide and pushes them. The drugs, alcohol, the possession cause them depression. There is a way out. Praise God that you found the way through Christ Jesus. If you have not, you better do it. The shed blood of Jesus will set you free. It's hard, but you got to do it. The demons that once controlled those, once you become born again, created these desires, can be cast out by deliverance, renouncing the blood oath and so forth, to be healed, to bring your family back together. He'll solve these unnatural desires, destroying them through the blood of Jesus. And that tireless and sleepless nights and merciless driving forces can be broken. That chain can be broken through the power of love of Jesus by being born again. This masochism, comes out. It's not DNA that causes it. It's a perverse spirit inside that person. Fallen angels are spirit guides. Heard of those? Those aren't real angels. They're demonic. They'll get a hold on you. And this is the spirit of divination. And it's found in churches. Family, not in the Satan churches or in covens and under trees and maypoles and whatever else they got. This is churches throughout the United States that are not Wiccan churches, but regular Christian churches jumping over pews, going around counterclockwise around the pews. That's all the same thing that Muslims do. Because it's a perverse spirit within the church, synagogue, and the cathedral, and in Mecca. Are you still under the dominion of the powers of darkness? You never find that rest. You never get satisfied. It's always one to the other, to the other, to the other. There's only one way out for either every homosexual, no matter what conditions of the life is or what they may think. God has made provisions through Christ Jesus for salvation, deliverance, and their healing. They try to fool you in saying it's DNA. You're born with it. That's a lie. Look back in your family structure of what may have been there to bring that demonic spirit into your family. Or in yourself when you did it. Drugs or tarot cards or something that are the occult. He knows our weaknesses. The Lord will do it. He will set you free. The Lord will deliver you from the powers of Satan and break every chain, every curse that the perverse spirit has ever worked upon you. He will break it. But just going to church, and especially these mega churches, it's not going to get it. And they're not teaching the truth in most all these mega churches. If you will, but believe and obey Him, if you want to be set free, then God will set you free. God wants to set you free. But you got to be the one to do it. He came to us first, we go back to Him. The life of the homosexual is pretty much filled with a never-ending desire to be satisfied. Now you know about gluttony. Now you know about adultery, drugs, rape, murder. Different sins we get and so pulled into, it becomes our idol. It's the never-ending desire to find happiness in what we think is happiness, but it eludes you like trying to find the pot of gold at the end of a rainbow. The rainbow just keeps going away, getting further and further away. You wonder why you never reach it. The rainbow, the Antikorana, bridge to the overlord, the overseer, the soul connection. They've turned something of God into something evil. Other alchemy. You know, the life of homosexual is searching for love that is never to be had. It's pretended. A life of living in constant dread, loneliness, emptiness, and void. Pretending to be happy. A life filled with rejection, resentment, and delusions, all from the guilt of their inferiority and their own inadequacy. And this goes the same with adulteries and adulterers. Until they become born again. More homosexuals commit suicide, murders, incest, and child molestations than any other group of people. There's also more drug and alcohol abuse among the homosexuals than any other group. Because they're trying to find that happiness, that medium, and it never happens. It results in self-destruction. Every single time. Even in the movies, it shows you some of the programs where the homosexual is a male or something, and somewhere along the way they commit suicide, standing in a train oncoming, or hanging themselves, or jumping off a cliff, or whatever. Even in the movies, they portray this. Homosexuals are not gay, they're very sad. They need the prayers and the help of the Christians, not like that Anderson guy that says he hates them all. See, that's his role. That's for the working for the Illuminati, Stephen Anderson, several others, Lindsay Williams, and there's another one. What's his name? Terry Jones. They attack the other side vehemently, adamantly, aggressively, to drive them away from God. That's their purpose for doing that. They know what they're doing because they're trained. To burn the Quran drives the Muslims away. It's not being a hero. It's not being a patriot. Didn't say embrace Islam. But you witness them by Jesus. Let the Holy Spirit work. Not saying you embrace homosexuality. But how about those that are anti-homosexual but are adulterers too? Yeah. How about those that are racist that don't like blacks or whites or whatever? There's no difference. None whatsoever. It's a perverse spirit in themselves that caused them to do this. I'm just talking about homosexuals today. Homosexuals are in deception and need the unadulterated truth of the living Word of God. They need to repent for their disobedience. Forsake the life of the homosexual. They need saving, healing, deliverance, and teaching from the Word of God with a strong mystery of love. Don't mean you hang around. Don't mean you become best of buddies. They go to parties together or take showers together, you understand? It means you just witness to them and let God do the rest. Homosexuals have a terrible fear of being alone. They're not really loners, although they are found alone. It's a mixed up world. Ostracized. But you know, in the military, 2012 is 15,000 male-to-male sexual assaults. In the military, relative to 12,000 in the female and male. And they're fantasizing, they're not alone. They imagine someone is with them, and they'll always have a crowd of the orgies that are ongoing in their minds. In real life, they go to from partner to partner to partner, fantasizing all the while. Some people have this thought about homosexuals as being feminine, small bone structure. No, muscle bound, big, yeah. Prison is a good example. Military, well, there you go. Homosexual may think that everything's going along successfully in their life, but while they may have acquired a position or claimed things that may be going smoothly. In Paris Island, I know when I was in Paris Island, there was always that behind-the-scenes lesbian connection. It went all the way up to Washington. Powerful, too, politically. Then the kink appears, which is no more than the lying spirits. Very insecure, jealous of one another, often committing murder, suicides. They'll always be dissatisfied with the life they have because their desires are insatiable. They're not of God. That's why they're driven this way. Same for adultery, same for the other things as well. But more so here. The mind of the homosexual is controlled and given over to these type of appetites. The one that's the the predator. He's very cunning, crafty, with desires and lust for every conceivable foul, unclean, unnatural desire that could ever be imagined. 1 Timothy 4, verse 2, having their consciences seared with a hot iron. Because the more people they can do that to, the more can be possessed by that demon looking for a physical vehicle. The royal secret. You know, at any time, this personality of the homosexual can change, though. It's because of the possession. It may take on the characteristics of a personalities of various amount of people, like a mind control candidate. You know, whatever this demon wants to do with them, it happens. Works on the lust, the drugs, the loneliness. The demon takes over. One minute they act like a sweet little kitty cat. The next minute they act like a roaring lion. They're not of their own because demons come and go at will. That's why they change personalities and character at the turn of a switch. You're like, wow, what just happened? I don't know. He just changed just like that. Okay. It's like day and night. That's because a demon comes and goes. That's why. They're not schizophrenic. It's demonic possession. Demonic spirits manipulate and are in control of the homosexual's behavior pattern. In other words, personality and the character as well. It's true not only of homosexuals, but alcoholics, drug addicts, and any other individual that's under bondage to the powers of darkness. That's the point. Desires are not on the beck and call of the individual. Desires come whenever the demons want to use the body of that person who now has an open portal. It's not the person who's in control. The demons are in control. And you have people who say, oh man, get out of here, you're taking real responsibility. They don't understand. The demonic realm is real. So the most amazing thing that Satan ever did, and that includes all the demons, was convinced that he didn't exist. That way you'll never know what to pray against, what to fast against, how to do deliverance. They don't want you to know that. That's why it's not taught in the churches. People that go to church a lot, great, that's good, I guess. These days, it's kind of wonder. But he talks about God. Well, yeah, it's a church. Yeah. What's God? Have you seen God before? Well, no. Why? Because he's supernatural. Oh. Well, what do you think demons are? They're supernatural. And yet, when you talk about demons, it's in the Bible. Legion, we are many. And the exorcisms and all that in the Bible. People say, oh, you're crazy. They don't want to talk about demons. They run away because they're not trained, not taught, that this is the rule, not the exception. Instead, they have these psychiatrists, doctors and lawyers under Freemasonry. Well, the reason he's acting like that is because he has red osis, and they just make up some stupid name that they've learned in college. In my background, sociology and psychology. So make up some name, it's so long you can't pronounce it if you're from the South. So it must be real. And look at what I am. I come from Harvard. I'm doctor from Harvard. I'm Gambolinsky from Harvard. I got a degree in this and degree in that and degree in that, so I must be telling you the truth. Yeah, wrong, because you're a humanist and a Marxist and a socialist. And that means you're a liar. I don't care how many degrees you have on your wall. The whole wall could be a degree. Not that it matters one single bit. The fact is who what you are in your heart. And you're a member of the secret societies. You're a humanist. You're a Marxist. You're a socialist. Every college university, in fact, are schools of humanism, Marxism, and socialism, as I have evidence confirming this fact. I'm not just blowing wind here, family. I'm telling you a documented fact. Every college and every university in America, and inclusive of public schools, are schools of humanism, Marxism, and socialism, with a resident Marxist scholar to oversee and control the curriculum to make sure that college follows the humanistic behavior and humanistic teaching, or that teacher or professor is fired. That's a fact. From Duke University, Wake Forest, to Harvard, to Yale, Stanford, MIT, University of Rochester, University of New York, University of California, almost every single one of them. I can name you exactly the ones in 1993 were members of the Council of Foreign Relations. And they use all this knowledge to fool you, literally, and recruit people for their agenda, their best of the best. You see, desires then come whenever the demons want to use that body. This is what's really going on. It's not a psychological condition. It's a supernatural condition. It's not the person who's in control, literally. The demons are in control, just working with the lust of the individual, enhancing it. Once a person has been given over to this lust, they've given a place to Satan where he finds himself a seat. See, they all are connected. The demons and Satan, fallen angels, are interconnected. There's a very deep place without a soul, within a soul, and it takes the power of God and the shed blood of Jesus to unseat this demonic entity. It's called deliverance. And you know, a person that has this perverse spirit may also be introverted. And this is, again, the work of the lying spirit. This perverse spirit is very jealous. Wants the person, the mind and his body, all to himself. It's his house, he claims. That's why they don't want to come out of the body. Where do they stay? In the pineal gland, to be exact about it. So this person can be totally used by the demon spirit. So when you use this term, the devil made him do it. We all laugh. Well, I got news for you. That's actually true. The human is held responsible, but that demonic entity is inside him operating. So do you think AA works? No. Do you think electrical shock therapy works? No. You think ADHD drugs or whatever work? No. Deliverance? Yeah. You got it? But they're not doing that. Sitting on a couch, talking to this darn psychiatrist, psychologist, or whatever, paying $75 to $125 an hour, solves it? No. Makes him richer. And you're being deceived. Just going to Tony Robbins' motivational tour and walking on hot coals, do it? No, it doesn't. That's how it really works. This is where the real answer lies. The people don't want to know it. They run away from this truth. Because these preachers are not doing their job. These acts created by the minds of homosexual are heinous. Unless someone was ever under the bondage of this spirit of Satan, one could never know the deterioration of the whole being that's been consumed just by the thoughts itself. This is the problem today. And people aren't talking about it. They aren't finding the truth about it. Therefore, it's not going to be solved. They'll just keep shoving drugs down people's throat, leading to false religions, placating them in churches that are dead, but appear to be alive because of rock and roll music. The ethereal feelings they get is confused by Holy Spirit intervention, but it's not the Holy Spirit at all. There'll be a shaking up that's coming, and that's why there's a shaking up. From this goes to the highest level of government and their own homes individually. It's not just what you would say, quote unquote, derelicts out there, homeless. No, I'm talking at the highest level of government, secret societies, kings and queens of this world position at the very highest level is where this is operating from. stars, you know, movie stars and those involved in the occult at the very highest level, to be inducted into these secret societies, commit homosexual acts, even though they're not homosexual, or if they're stars and actresses and actors, they perform some abomination, take a blood oath like Wicca, Freemasonry. Y'all remember the, we call them the Rat Pack, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Peter Langford, who else was it? Sammy Davis Jr., the Rat Pack. Remember that? Remember those? Well, I played a hunch one day. And I found out the Rat Pack was called the Rat Pack because the Rat Pack, the members of the Rat Pack, were also members of the River Rats, a Freemasonry group, secret society of entertainers, dancers, singers of the 1930s, 40s, around 50s. Abbott Costello, several others were members of the River Rats. So consequently, those four or five that they were called themselves the Rat Pack because they belonged to the Freemason group called the River Rats. Now, how about that? Isn't that just a hoot and holler? That's why Frank Sinatra was a member of the Mafia. Mafia is supported by the Vatican, the Roman Catholic Vatican. Secret societies is all connected. Problem is, once they have total control of the Great White Brotherhood, they're going to kill every Freemason, literally. Quote, as if by some illness, unquote. And all those who know too much will be executed. That's documented in chapter 15. Look it up. Of the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, produced by Adam Weishaupt, May the 1st, 1776, passed on in part to Clinton Roosevelt, 1841, who rewrote his portion of it, called The Science of Government, Founded on Natural Law, 1841. I have a copy of it. And then 7 years later, through Manzini, Freemasons passed it on to Karl Marx to rewrite it, actually plagiarize it, and call it the Communist Manifesto, portions of it. The plan was perfectly designed, channeled through Adam Weishaupt. Well, chapter 15 says that all those members of secret societies will be eliminated. They won't need you anymore. But pray to God that Romans 1, 24 and 28 does not come true for you. Because Romans 1, 24 says, I quote, "Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was met. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient." And then it goes into a staggering list. Romans 1:29. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy. Now listen carefully. Murder. Debate. Huh? How about that? Deceit. Malignity. Whisperers. Backbiters. Haters of God. Despiteful. Proud. Boasters. Inventors of evil things. Disobedient to parents. See, all this is being targeted by design. Without understanding covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, see, they don't talk about judgment of God, do they? In the church. No, they don't. For they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Whew. Whoa. So you go back and say, well, I can't do all that. And I say, well, really? What is it you like then that you don't get rid of? You don't want to keep your unrighteousness? Maybe you like to keep fornicating or continue being wicked or covet what you can't have. Or maybe being malicious against those non-Masons. You like that, don't you? Don't you? You don't want to get rid of that. Oh, I got it. Or full of envy. Let's start gossip. Yeah. How about murder? Oh, everybody likes to do that, right? How about debating? I'm a Christian. I'm going to debate whoever against atheists. We're going to debate on TV. It always works out the same. Nobody ever comes to an agreement. Those that blaspheme God get the airtime. And those that want to defend God don't have the knowledge to debate. The only person that can debate God's word is guess who? God. Because humankind does not have the dimensional capacity to debate the word of God. It is impossible. It's like having a homeless man take a resume of a computer programmer and take it into Bill Gates. Hopefully you don't get vaccinated by the sucker. Anyway, go into Bill Gates with his resume and is paid $100 to take in the job interview from Bill Gates for the computer programmer. So he sends a homeless guy to just take the resume and there you go, do it for me and let me know how I get my job. Well, that ain't gonna work. Homeless guy don't have any idea about this guy he's doing the interview for. Well, for God, it's worse. How can you debate the word of God when you're not God? How's that possible? It's not, but they do it anyway. That's why debate is listed here as a major, as major sins. You like to be a backbiter, hater of God, despiteful. You like being proud. Oh, they just be proud. Marine Corps, pride is they pound it in our heads. I pound it in other people's heads. Had it pounded into mine. You take a micrometer and you would make sure your uniform was right within less than a 16th inch exactly correct. And I would do it when I did inspections of the troops. I'd go with a little ruler. And if it was off 1/16th, I had it marked up. You see what we did? Oh, man. Oh. We bought off on all that. You know the acts created by the minds of the homosexual are so heinous that unless one was ever under the bondage of this spirit of Satan, one could never know the deterioration of the whole being that has been consumed just by the thoughts. I'm bringing this up so they'll know what they're up against for them. So they will repent and take Jesus as their Savior and come out of it. I'm not listening here putting down the homosexuals. I can't judge them. Look what I did in my past. I can't judge them. But I'm trying to warn them. It's like someone already in hell wanting to come back to warn people, don't go there. Well, I did my thing. It wasn't homosexuality, but other things I did. I know what it felt like, and I'm warning people, don't do what I did. It's that simple. Sort of. 2 Peter 2:14. It says, having eyes, oh, well, the Lord puts me to test, I tell you what. Having eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, and heart that they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children. Which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the ways of Balaam, Baal, the son of Bozar, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumbass speaking with man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet. That's word for word in scripture. It means a dumb donkey. But I can't change the words. See, words different today than used to be. I'm going to continue tomorrow. I'm going to talk about diseases, how they fit, curses and designs, how they fit, parental designs. Oh, that's the 22nd of October. Tomorrow, I think maybe by Friday, I'll get to Halloween. I won't do Halloween before Friday, or at least by Friday. And where Halloween really comes from. Family, I've talked some very about intense things today. Tonight, on the Bible study, we'll talk about hell, how to avoid it. That really helps a lot. How to avoid hell. That's real important. Romans 1:16-18. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek, Gentiles. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed, from faith to faith it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness, unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. And get mad at me if you want to, but I just read you scripture. That's all I did. This is what's really going on today. And homosexuality is not a genetic disease. It's not learned. It is demonic, as all the other sins are as well. This is a reality. It's not a psychological condition. It's bipolar, tripolar, polar, or whatever. So he needs a drug. Nurse, get a drug, fix his bipolar, something or another. Now, give me $100. Thank you very much. Goodbye. That's pretty much all it is. Pharmakia, in Greek, pharmakia is Greek for, pharmakia is a root word for pharmacy in English, from the root pharmakia in Greek, and in Greek, pharmakia means sorcery. Witchcraft, by the way. How about that, huh? Folks, better wake up. Get strong in the Lord. Don't be a turkey. Sometimes you can't follow the geese either. Sometimes you got to move away. Just like Thanksgiving. That turkey can't hide when judgment comes. That turkey can't pretend to be a goose. All the geese know he's just nothing but a turkey. And that's what false teachers are. False preachers are turkeys trying to be a goose. It's not going to work. Unless you've got some blind geese. Don't be one of them. And where did I get that from? It just popped in my head the other day. Atheists break out the new ritual tool. The blow dryer. Can you imagine? That's to be unbaptized by a blow dryer. They blow dry each other to be unbaptized. They use a blow dryer. A sacred blow dryer. This is insane. Can you believe that? And they're atheists. And yet they still want to be unbaptized. Well, if you're not atheist, why do you believe in the first place? Why even worry about it? The witchcraft, they think their time has come. They think their day of helter-skelter is here. Well, it's going to be reversed on them. When they release the demonic realm, they're going to be cannon fodder. So will all other unsaved. Family, get right with God soon, like now. Stop messing around, because you see the signs of the times coming upon us. Don't play with your eternal salvation. Don't do it. Family, have a great night, but know that Jesus Christ won on the cross of Calvary. He is your salvation for all. And only through Him, not Freud, not Gestalt, not Prozac, nothing on this world, but supernatural through Jesus Christ. Family, tonight, Bible study 8 to 9. And we're going to talk about hell and how to avoid it. And a bunch of other things in that regard. Other issues. And we'll see y'all tomorrow then at 4 o'clock. If not, hit the ground running. Continue on with paganism and how to identify it. How to fight against it and homosexuality. We'll talk about Halloween probably by Friday. If not tomorrow, it'll be Friday. I do want to cover these two issues of homosexuality and Halloween between now and Friday in detail. So y'all have a good night. No one ever said my broadcasts were easy listening. It's not. But anyway, have a good night. God bless y'all. It's your watchman signing off. Good night.
Then he raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, the love was shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief, and every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.